Good afternoon. I'm Zhixin Liu from Georgia Tech, and today I'm going to present a case study of designing a visualization system to analyze multivariate temporal and categorical transactions. This work is in collaboration with John Stasko from Georgia Tech and Timothy Sullivan from Travelport. I'm sure many of us have the experience of booking a flight online using one of these web services such as Expedia, Orbitz, and Travelocity. We usually start off by entering the information about the flight we want to look for, and we get these flight options back. And then we usually pick one of these flights and continue to book the flight, and this usually results in a success. But occasionally, we get error messages like this. What some of us don't know is that when we are booking flights online, these web services don't talk to the airlines directly. Instead, they're talking to a flight reservation coordinator such as Travelport. So Travelport acts as a middleman between the travel agents and web travel services and the airlines by providing aggregated information from various airlines to the customers. So what's happening behind those error messages is that the available flight information is actually provided by Travelport without checking with the airlines. And so when a booking request is forwarded to the airlines, it is actually reasonable that sometimes an error can occur. And since such failures are undesirable, we're designing a system to help Travelport to analyze these kind of cell failures. A typical failed transaction consists of multiple attributes. So first, there are attributes that are related to the flight that the customers want to book but failed to. So these includes airlines, flight number, the departure and arrival city, and date of flight, for example. And in addition to these attributes about the flight information, there are also internal parameters which Travelport logs and for further analysis. So these includes the travel agents that forwards the booking request, the date of transaction, and the error code. And there are altogether about 20 attributes associated with each failed transaction. And from here, we can see that this data is have strong temporal and categorical characteristics. Besides those temporal attributes, all the other attributes can be considered categorical in the sense that they can be associated with a finite number of values. For example, there are a limited number of airlines that Travelport services. Failed transactions occur for a variety of reasons, and it is an unrealistic goal to eliminate all the failed transactions. Some of them are expected simply because of inventory volatility, because flight availability information changes frequently as a result of updates from the airlines and also purchases made by other travel agents. In other cases, however, a travel agent might deploy some new software that performs availability queries incorrectly, or agents use the travel support system in an inefficient manner, and there can be some internal system errors as well. So these situations constitute of as anomalies, and they can consist either of a single attribute value, such as an airline, or any combination of any number of attribute values. It is the company's interest to find out these anomalies and fix them as soon as possible. However, current tools such as the web-based database queries and Excel spreadsheets don't really support in-depth analysis well. First of all, the analysts don't have a real-time awareness of what's going on currently for these failed transactions. And also, anomaly detection is not simply identifying top contributors, because anomaly usually is understood as a deviation from the long-term average performance. So it often requires historical trending analysis, which is not well supported by current tools. In addition, a huge data size and the search base makes the problem more difficult. Each day, there are millions of failed transactions happening, and Travelport stores the failed transactions in the database for the latest 40 days for analysis. And for each failed transaction, there are 20 attributes, close to 20 attributes, and within each attribute, there can be up to thousands of values. And since I mentioned earlier, anomaly can be any combination of any number of attribute values. So it is simply impossible to enumerate all the possibilities and test out them one by one. As a result, the analyst can only find out the problems several days after the anomaly has occurred. Sometimes the problem even goes undiscovered. So by working closely with the travel port personnel and analysts, we formulated analytic tasks that we should support in a visualization system. So first, we should enable situational awareness. So the analyst should be able to answer questions quickly, such as what is the failure rate for the past hour, and how is today's failure rate compared to yesterday and 1 month ago, and are there any attribute values contributing irregularly high failed transactions presently. And secondly, once they have some interesting findings, they want to conduct more in-depth exploratory and investigative analysis. So they want to find out answers to questions such as, what are the root causes of a failure spike? And can these root causes be explained by potentially anomalous behaviors of relevant stakeholders? So we conducted a user-centered design with the analysts from Travelport. We started off by building a prototype using a small sample data in the form of a spreadsheet. When the prototype matured, we continued to deploy the system over the corporate database. And we conducted a formative evaluation along the design process, where we gathered feedbacks from the analysts and incorporated their comments and feedbacks into the design of our tools. So this is the system we have developed called CellTrend. It consists of three views, the timeline view, the table view, and the attribute map view. The timeline view consists of two panels, the day panel and the hour panel. In the day panel, the number of failed transactions by day is shown in a bar chart representation. And when user selects a particular day or several days, the hourly distribution is shown in the hourly panel. And this view usually serves as a starting point of the analysis, where the user selects a particular time period to look at. And for a selected time frame, all the attributes are visualized using a tree map visualization. So here in the attribute map view, each row represents an attribute. And we are showing 9 primary attributes here, which include a travel agent, flight number, and departure city, arrival city, and the airlines. Let's take a closer look at one of the rows. Here we're looking at the travel agents. So let's say the analyst selects October the 8th as the analysis time frame, and there are 10,000 failures occurring on that day. All the 10,000 transactions are represented in each row, and the individual values, in this case, they are travel agents. They are represented as rectangles. The size of the rectangle corresponds to the number of failed transactions contributed by each particular travel agent. So for example, travel agent DYS contribute 3,600 failures, and Z7F contribute 900. But the number of failures is only one indicator of a failure situation, and it's not really accurate because major travel agents are expected to contribute more failures than usual. So we're using the colors to represent how each particular travel agent has performed in the selected time period compared to its long-term average performance. So here we're using a blue-orange color scheme, where the orange represents it has performed worse than usual, and blue indicating a better performance. So in this case, DYS has contributed 36% on October the 8th, but in the long run, it has contributed 42%. So that's why it has performed better. And finally, in the table view, it shows the failed transactions in the spreadsheet representation, where rows are the individual failed transactions and the columns are the attributes. So now I'll give a demo of the system. To start off, the analyst look at the timeline view, where he sees that immediately in the by the way, so this is a sample data size consists of 4 airlines in the period of 7 days. So by looking at the day panel, he sees that there is a failure spike occurring on August 27th. He selects that. And let's say we want to look at all the failed transactions occurring after 6 a.m. So I select all the bars and analyze them. So by looking at the attribute map view, there were some interesting things to look at. For example, airline A80, it has caused a large number of failed transactions, and it has performed worse than usual, so I just filter on that. And the other views updates accordingly, where in the timeline view, we are showing the number of the failed transactions distribution associated with the airline A80 only, and they are overlaid on top of the original bar chart in magenta. And by looking at the attribute map view, we can see that travel agent Z7F seems to be interesting. I drag and drop it to here. And there is clearly something going on here where we can see Z7F has caused abnormal behaviors in multiple air flight numbers. So, and all of them are colored red, which indicates potential indicates the potentiality for further exploration. And just by the way, we can also exclude attributes that we want to look at. For example, this attribute may not make much sense, so we can just drag and drop it to the exclude region, and it works just as the filter. So our design idea draws from a rich literature of existing works. So first, there is time series data visualization. But in our case, we're not interested in individual temporal pattern, the temporal patterns of individual data items. Instead, we're interested in the aggregated behaviors by attributes. And also, there is a rich literature on the categorical data visualization, which provides the basis for our design. And in a way, our design can be also considered as an example of a faceted browsing, where the attributes can be considered as facets. But faceted browsing usually is used for browsing for individual items here, which is not our focus. And in many of these systems, the temporal aspect is not given special treatment and is usually considered just the same as any other variables. So due to time limit, I can't really go into the specific design considerations and choices. And the paper provides more in-depth treatment on this issue. So Celltrain has been deployed since December last year. And the feedback from the company personnel and analysts have been very positive. We're still continuing our work with them and to provide more feature requests. To sum up, our work synthesizes the temporal and categorical visualization techniques for a problem domain, and we speculate the approach can be generalized for similar data sets to identify interesting combinations and relationships between attribute values in user-defined time ranges. And finally, we provide a case study of successfully applying visualization techniques to a real-world challenge on huge data sets with considerable complexity. Thank you for your attention.
Thanks, Zhisheng. And do we have comments or questions?
Graham Wills from SPSS. So one of the things you're looking at there is trying to find a response variable, this kind of percentage of how bad the transactions were, based on a number of categories. And a lot of what you're doing look like something you might try with something like a decision tree algorithm or some automatic data mining procedure. Mm-hmm. So do you have any comments on how those procedures failed? So you were, or did you try?
We haven't tried using a fully automated approach. But in this case here, I think the huge data size imposes a challenge because there are as I have mentioned, there can be thousands of values within one attribute. And to enumerate this kind of combinations, it can become computationally intractable. And also, this analysis actually, it may not came across very strongly from my presentation, but this analysis actually requires highly situated and analysis semantically related stuff that the analysts know best of. So we think this is a very ideal case for exploratory analysis, which is well supported by info-based systems.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Graham.
Hi, I'm Tuan Pham from Oregon State University. I have a question. So You are using TreeMap. Did you consider using Sunburst instead of TreeMap?
Actually, in one of the designs, so in the early design stages, we brainstormed for a variety of different design ideas, which also includes Sunburst and even like some kind of a text tech cloud. And we think this TreeMap approach is the best because it scales well. Because for Sunburst, within a category, for example, there can be like many attributes, attribute values, and using the Sunburst representation, the values might be allocated a very thin slice, which is not really perceptible by the users.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Other comments or questions? Okay, so the spatial representation, somebody asks if it can do time, and you have a temporal representation, so of course I want to know whether or not where these things occur or is important, or whether or not the locations that people are going to or from is important. So is there any scope for any spatial interaction here?
Oh, okay. So you're saying, so for the cities, for example, are there any interesting geography information?
I'm always interested in interesting geography, potentially, yes.
From our experience, we don't think the geographic information plays a big role here. Yeah.
That's a great answer. Thanks. And you deserve a full